Did someone say unleashed? Welcome to the Truth in Politics, Culture Wars, and that chaos of unleashed entertainment talks. Expand your mind now with D, live on the radio, and the Daily Shot of Freedom podcast, unleashedentertainmenttalk.com. Where most people stop, D begins. We talk about everything. Almost unleashed, uninhibited, unapologetic starts now.
April 1st, you guys. And of course it is 2024. Welcome to the unfiltered, uninhibited, unapologetic, unleashed entertainment talk network. My name is D. Again, thanks for tuning in with us on this Monday morning, the day after Easter. I hope all of you had a fantastic Easter Sunday with your family and friends in celebration of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Not to be confused with the Transgender Visibility Day. Lord have mercy. All right, so I just heard on my way into work that Joe Biden just resigned. Like 8 minutes ago, Joe Biden resigned. So that's good, right? Unfortunately, that's April Fool's. So, God, wouldn't that be great, though? I better correct it before it gets all over the interweb that I said that. Yeah, April Fool's Day, right? Unfortunately, every day is April Fool's Day in our country now. Did want to bring that up because that's what seems to be happening, you guys, on a large level. A really large level. Kim said, dang, you got me. Yeah, too bad. Too sad. Too bad. All right, y'all, we have a Facebook feed up, and that is Facebook. And when you're on Facebook, type in Unleashed Entertainment Talk in the search box. Jump in the conversation right now with the video audio feed. Also, we're at WPBP 104.3 FM, The Pirate, Pearl, Mississippi. And after the show is UnleashedEntertainmentTalk.com, UnleashedEntertainmentTalk.com. Happy April Fool's Day out there. Now somebody's going to get me here shortly, I'm sure. Martin Ingram said, good morning. That would be a great one, right? Yeah, it would be. Unfortunately, it's, you never know. Because like I said, every single day in our country, unfortunately, is April Fool's Day, except for it's real. It's real. That's the sad part. I mean, the fact of the matter is, Easter Sunday was the Transgender Visibility Day by Joe Biden and his administration. And, you know, he claims to be a Catholic or whatever it is he claims to be this week. All of them are saying, dude, what are you doing? Like, really, what are you doing? It's really bad, whatever it is you're doing. But we know what he's doing, and it's what they've been doing, they being the leftist Democrat Party, ladies and gentlemen. They're stomping the Christian values out of the country day by day and hour by hour. But we will not comply, people. We will not comply. I know you won't. I know I won't. So we're going to move on from that nonsense because that's what it was nonsense. Anyway, I dare one of you guys to put that up on your Facebook as your April Fool's. Joe Biden has retired or resigned, whatever. Neither one of them will happen, unfortunately. That'd be cool, though, wouldn't it? Of course it would. All right, so there's a lot going on in Mississippi this week, but there's a lot going on in the country. Over the weekend, of course, all kind of stuff always happens over the weekend, and it kind of slips and slides, and you have to look for it because they do that on purpose, obviously. They do that on purpose, and that's an unfortunate situation, but it is what happens. So. These pronouns, y'all. Now, I encountered this over the weekend, as I was out and about, trying to mind my own business and eat a little lunch on Friday. So I went ahead and wrote it down and looked up an audio, which is exactly the way I feel, but this pronoun thing is beyond out of control now with hens, H-E-N. You know, I thought somebody was cooking a hen for Easter. Unfortunately, it's doesn't mean the same thing I thought it did. But we've got to get control of this whacked out language.
Use matters. Being specific is important. If you care about the truth. I refuse to participate. I'm not adopting your language. I'm not respecting your preferences. You don't own reality. You don't own grammar. You don't own definitions. You're not important enough to provide me with an instruction manual on how to talk to you. Are you kidding? How important do you have to think you are? The language we use matters. Being specific is important. If
you want to speak pig Latin or whatever, go for it. Don't involve me in the shenanigans, even though I do know pig Latin. But really, fantasy world, y'all. Fantasy world. It's BS, okay? It's all it is. This guy just spoke for all of us, okay? He just spoke for all of us. Somebody already sent me a message and said my thoughts exactly, though I probably couldn't say it so eloquently. Right. Well, this is what I encountered at a pizza place on Friday. And it was a family, and I'm looking at the parents going, what the hell's wrong with you? Really? What is wrong with you? Allowing their kids to be pronouns. You know, telling the person that was waiting on them that do not call him a him. Do not do this. Do not do that. I'd be like, I don't understand. I'm not calling a single individual they or Z or MX. It's exactly the same as me forcing people to call me your majesty. Okay? Now that is my response. Like it or not. No one cares, first of all. This is simply fascism cloaked as empathy. That's what it is. And we don't have to stand up for it. We do not have to comply. No matter what. No matter what they say. That's a fact, Jack. Anyway, this is just more of the insanity that we're having to deal with in a country that is literally on fire right now as we speak. With a lot more important things than they, them, he, her, she, hen, whatever. Start spitting bullets at these people, which means just telling them the truth. Unfortunately, you're not a woman. You are a man. Okay? You are. It's the way you were born, and that's what you still are. In a world full of people who prefer to be called pronouns, I've now decided that I want to be known by adjectives. Lord, this is a text message. And those adjectives would be saved, redeemed, delivered, rescued, forgiven, justified, born again, and sanctified. Yeah, that would be a good answer to these fools. Real good. Dang, I wish you had left your name on that text, though, because that one's real good. You should text me back some more good quotes, because I'll tell you, that was probably one of the better ones. So my question of the day today is this. You can join in at our MobilityMedicalInc.com, MobilityMedicalInc.com text line, which is 769-208-3809. Or you can join us on Facebook at Unleashed Entertainment Talk on the video feed, audio feed. The question today is going to be, and it's not April Fool's, even though it is April 1st and we are dealing with a fool. If you could text Joe Biden, seriously, if you could possibly text Joe Biden directly, what would you say to him? All right, this is the Unfiltered, Uninhibited, Unapologetic, Unleashed Entertainment Talk Network and UnleashedEntertainmentTalk.com. If you could text Joe Biden one thing, what would you say to Sleepy Joe Biden besides wake up? What else? This should be fun. Should be real fun. But there we go, right? There we go. Anyway, Leslie just texted me and said, standing ovation to the gentleman that I played the audio clip about the pronouns. Yeah, well, we need a standing ovation. We need more of those for these type of people, right? We do. But if you could text Mr. if you could text the one and only Joseph Biden, you could text directly to his cell phone number that one of his aides could read for him, then you, what would you text him? You know, besides, let's go, Brandon. What else would you text him? Okay. Yep. Carlton said he would say the honorable thing. Walk out back and fall on your sword. Yeah. That would be the honorable thing because the man is committing treason. You know, really, this is the truth. This is the truth, and that's all there is to it. You can either like it or just pretend like you're pulling something over your face and ears. You don't want to watch a certain part of a horror movie. But that's not the way to do it, people. We have to keep calling this guy out, holding them, all of them, not just him, them, accountable. And over the weekend, we'll be talking about this more, of course, today, but over the weekend, there was, you know, four presidents in NYC in New York City, and only one of them showed up or was actually invited to the fallen officer's wake and funeral. Okay, that's it. Just one. So President Trump is a loving, thoughtful man who cares deeply about people in the country. This is a statement from the wife, the grieving wife of the former police officer. President Trump prayed with Stephanie Diller and her little boy, Ryan. Rest in peace to Officer Jonathan Diller. We pray for your family to find strength and fortitude to press on. Well, there you go. There you go. Good morning, Pat Phillips. Good morning, Butterswish. Hey, y'all's question today on Pat and John is this. If you could text Joe Biden one thing, directly text him, what would the text message say? Anyway, so seriously, back to the wake and the funeral. This was a moving moment by an actual real man who is a real president who cares about real America. And we only have one of those, and we've only had one of those in very long time, very, 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 very long time. And that would be President Donald Trump.
You were there when President Trump walked into the funeral home at the wake. What was your interaction like?
So it was really beautiful. Stephanie introduced me to the president as the priest that married them. And I was able to just say, Mr. President, thank you for being here. Thank you for your goodness to this family. Would you be willing to pray with us? And he said, of course, Father Duffy. And I said, ladies and gentlemen, President Trump would like to pray with us. Let's all say an Our Father together. And the whole room, including the president standing right next to me, prayed an Our Father. And then I gave a blessing to everyone present through the intercession of Our Lady of Sorrows. And then the president so beautifully turned and kissed baby Ryan on the forehead. And the baby clapped at the president, and it just broke the tension. It was just such a beautiful, human, simple moment that meant so much to the family and so much to the people in that room.
Awesome stuff. See, President Trump cares about the country, cares about our military, cares about our police department. Okay, he bleeds blue. He cares about red, white, and blue as well. Fantastic, fantastic story. And Kim Steinbrick just brought up a great point. New York governor asked to. Her and her minions that were with her were asked to leave, actually. They told her that she had blood on her hands, and the family did not want her there. The police did not want her there. Also, Letitia James had the nerve. Letitia James, the Trump hater, the incredibly, incredibly evil woman, Letitia James, wanted to go there just to get a little airtime. Ridiculous. Well, guess what? She got denied. You got denied. Both of you. Both of you. And look, these other presidents being Obama, Bill Clinton, and of course, Sleepy Joe Biden were 6 miles away, y'all. 6 miles away. Doing what? Raising money for more pronouns. Raising money for more to give to Ukraine, okay? Raising money to fill up their pocketbooks. Raising money for new book deals for Obama and Bill Clinton and Hillary and the rest of the sick stuff, okay? This is probably one of the biggest embarrassments, y'all, ever. The presidents, the former, that is, Obama and Bill Clinton, and then the sitting president, did not show up for this. I mean, I'm not surprised, though. That's the sad thing. Trump actually cares about America. It shows. Biden, on the other hand, could care less. Could care less. And Kim made a point, but it's true. The family did not want them there anyway. They just didn't. But now we do know who's running the country, like Carlton just commented in the Facebook group, which is, now we know who's running the country. Exactly, the Clintons and the Obamas, the Clintons and the Obamas. You know, that's it. Just period, okay? Nobody for a second believes that any of those gentlemen have compassion. Nobody. They've had many, many, many opportunities to show compassion over the last 30 years, including Billy Clinton. Wild Bill. Okay, Wild Bill. Nothing new to see, y'all. Sadly, nothing new to see. Nothing at all. It makes you wonder, how did we get here? Well, we got here with poor leadership. We got here with cheating. We got here with the massive, massive, massive far-left agenda that's only about less than 1% of the country demanding that the pedophiles and the rest of the sick people stick together. That's how we got here. That's exactly how we got here. Doesn't make sense, but it does make sense. And of course, the mainstream media is how we got here. Because the mainstream media is the Democrat Party. And at this point, they're the far, far left Democrat Party. It doesn't even matter anymore. It doesn't matter anymore. Does not matter anymore. You know, that's all there is to it. If you vote for Joe, you're voting for psycho. That's it. You're voting for psycho ways. You're voting for a psycho planet, which has only taken him 4 years to get us there. What will happen with only one more year? Much less 4 or 5. What will happen? I mean, seriously, these are real things to really think about. This is not a joke. Even though it is April Fool's Day, I wish I could wake up tomorrow and none of this be true. I promise you I do. Because if I did, I could go to the gas pump and save $2 a gallon or more. I could go to the grocery store and save 30% or more. I could do a lot of things that I can't do today because of the Joe Brandon Biden administration. That is an absolute fact. That is an absolute fact. Somebody texted me and said, so if you still support Biden, you must be on crack. Yeah, maybe they are on crack because in certain areas, they can get a free crack pipe to load with instructions on how to light it. How about those apples in New York and San Francisco and the rest of these sick cities? Yeah, that's right. They may, in fact, definitely be on crack, but somehow their vote still counts, right? Somehow their vote still counts in the country that we live in. I mean, really, The administration is the most corrupt and anti-American in our history. It's treason. Good morning to Mike Silva from NOLA. It's a direct quote from Mike. Carlton Rush is on a roll this morning. We don't have a news media. We have a propaganda agency since the late 80s. Yep. Where old man Bush, correct. Bush Sr. Yep, that's when it all started to be mainstream for sure. Now, it was always there if you do some digging. But yeah, George Sr., you know, when we started getting cable TV, started getting your CNN, started getting your MSNBC, CNBC, the rest of the junksters, who now they're far left hosts, Rachel Maddow and Joy-Con artist Reed, Rachel Bate, they all control what the NBC Corporation can and can't do. Can and can't do. Good morning to Richard Willis, who's listening in. He texted me directly this morning. Today is April Fool's Day, so believe nothing and trust no one, just like any other day under the Biden administration. Yeah. It's less of embarrassment for the Democrats to be judged for raising money than it is for them to be denied access to a funeral of a repeat offender, which was this criminal, who should have been locked up instead of running amok. Man, you're on point this morning, Richard. Good morning. But these are all true statements, y'all. These are all true statements because we're living in a complete fantasy world right now, caused by the Biden administration and the rest of the jerk-offs that are in power in regions and states of our country, of the United States of America. They're not following the Constitution anymore. They're not doing anything. They're just not. Hey, remember this? If you went to church, I remember it well, and I'm going to call it out too. This is not even a note I took. This is simply from memory. But y'all remember this? On Easter, during COVID-19, if you went to church, to your church, to see a church service, they ran out there and wrote your license plate, your tag numbers down. Okay? They did that. Never forget what they did, y'all. Please. Never forget what they did to the United States of America citizens. The actual citizen. Well, I'm not going to forget. I'm not going to forget what Fauci did. I'm not going to forget what any of those fools did. Any of the health departments, the CDCs, and quite frankly, any of the governors that fell along in place with that garbage. You know, I mean, Tucker Carlson broke bad on the medical industry, CDC and all that, regarding that. You know, it was just only a month or so when the CDC downgraded the severity of COVID to the same status now of the flu, calling for a, quote, unified approach to treating such conditions. However, we must still use common sense solutions. We need to work to protect ourselves and others from serious illnesses. So you may wear a mask if you want to. Okay. Welcome back. It is Unleashed Entertainment Talk, where we are unfiltered, uninhibited, unapologetic at the Unleashed Entertainment Talk Network. UnleashedEntertainmentTalk.com for the podcast. 104.3 FM. Facebook Live at Unleashed Entertainment Talk for live video and audio. Yeah, but we're just talking about Tucker Carlson didn't forget what I didn't forget either, okay? Which, you know, we never even got an apology, okay, from all these doctors. I mean, hundreds of thousands. I mean, hundreds of thousands. That's crazy, y'all, because I haven't forgotten. I haven't forgotten when they ran out and took pictures of your license plate if you were at Easter service. And I'm still waiting on some comments here. If you could text or message Joe Biden one thing, what would it be? Text me 769-208-3809 or the Facebook live feed at Unleashed Entertainment Talk. Let me know what you would say to the clown show, or just to him. Either way, still a clown show, right? But nobody's ever apologized to any of us.
Is that doctors who clearly can read, I mean, they're literate by definition. They're not stupid by definition, you hope, but I think it's true. They're smart. They look at the evidence and like everything they said was fundamentally everything they said was wrong about the vax. And it's hurt a lot of people. And like, where are all the, and some doctors, I know the three that you mentioned, and they're great, but there are tens of thousands of doctors in the United States. And why aren't they all standing up and saying, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I cannot believe I recommended it. I mean, I endorsed the Iraq war in 2003. And at the end of 2003, I realized I was wrong and I felt bad about it for 20 years, 20 years. In fact, it was 20 years ago this week that I went to Iraq. And I felt bad about it ever since then. And at every opportunity, I apologize, not to please other people, but to maintain my dignity, my self-respect. I mean, that's a prerequisite. You have to, if you hurt someone unintentionally, you have to say, I'm sorry. And I can't believe that 99% of American doctors won't do that. And it, I'm not going to them, by the way. I would never go to a doctor who was still lying about COVID because that's a dangerous person. That's an immoral person and a dangerous person.
Agree. Agree with Tucker Carlson calling it out. That's for sure. That's for sure. And Kim just made a good point. It happened here. Of course it did. I remembered well. If you went to church, first of all, a lot of churches folded under pressure and closed down, which is another whole subject. But if you went to church, they would come spy, get your license plate number like that CJ McFoolery, whatever, WLBT. People like him, Thomas Dobbs crew, Thomas Dobbs, who after COVID resigned and hauled ass. Yeah. I wonder what Thomas Dobbs' bank account looked like before he split. But he literally hauled booty after Tate Reeves said, wait a minute, you're scamming us. You're scamming us. I got a text message from Clyde. An older friend of mine said, hey, man, when was the last time a doctor apologized for anything? True. But, you know, I know some good doctors. I really do. But may as well ask any of them that question. Well, I get it. And I do understand that doctors have a bad rap for because a lot of them are just snobs, literally. They have God complexes. That's been going on for a long time. This is just another example of how bad it's going on. But this showed us being the United States of America, actual citizens who followed the Constitution and the law, this showed us they can shut us down anytime they want in their minds. In their minds. It doesn't have to be about a vaccine. It doesn't have to be about any of that. It doesn't have to be about that industry. It doesn't at all. They're doing it right now with censorship every single day. Still, right now, even more in some on some social media platforms or news channels. I mean, really. So what they needed to do, all those doctors would say, you know what? I'm sorry, and I resign immediately. That would have been the right thing to do. Of course, that's not going to happen. But Tucker Carlson said it exactly right. Keep spreading the truth, y'all. Keep spreading it. Keep spreading it. And speaking up for all of those who cannot or no longer are alive because of that nonsense. Same with the warmongers. Period. 100%, y'all. All who mandated and pushed it on their patients. Those are the ones we're talking about. Not all of them. Some of us blessed individuals had doctors who let us make the choice. You want it or not, D? No, thank you. That's it. That's all it had to be. That's all it had to be. Allison just texted me. I got the Pfizer vaccine. I got sick from each one shot, I discovered that the Pfizer logo had been stamped in my something like 9 times, there was a tiny M in the dot of each of the I's in Pfizer. Tiny subscript M's had been found attached to other symbols. No wonder you got sick and no telling what you got. I am sorry to hear that, though, really. But I'm not going to make today April 1st, 2024 about the freaking vaccine. I'm not. But I do think, just like Tucker Carlson, why have none of these people apologized? Because it goes hand in hand with everything else that's going on right now. They're not apologizing for censorship. They're not apologizing for locking people up. They're not apologizing for putting a pastor in jail because he said a prayer at an abortion clinic and sang a hymn, and he is on trial for 11 years in prison. How backwards do we have to get, y'all, really, before we are the Chinese Communist Party? Okay, that's it. And do not think that we're not close, because we really and truly are very close. The Chinese Communist Party has a military style strategy, y'all, to harm and disintegrate the society. That's it. According to Peter Schweizer, who authored the book Blood Money, this guy's been investigating China for decade after decade after decade. And not just China, but what they're doing right now with fentanyl. Let's not get off the subject of fentanyl. Sometimes we get lost in the nonsense, the foolery of America right now. But let's not stop talking about the fentanyl crisis, because it's real. And it's happening to our kids and our grandkids and their kids and their grandkids in the future. If we don't stop it now, it is a really, truly weapon of mass destruction. Okay? It is. And there's nobody that's been on top of this, and I do mean nobody, who's been on top of this fentanyl crisis at all, compared to Peter Schweizer. Now, this guy has been on top of this from the beginning. So I would listen closely, because he, my friends, knows what he's talking about. Not everybody does. But this guy sure does.
About fentanyl is that this is primarily an operation of the Mexican drug cartels. They're, in fact, the junior partners. Just look at every link in the chain. The precursors, of course, many people know, come from China. They arrive in the port of Manzanillo in Mexico. That port is actually run by a Chinese company. The precursors are then sent to a town in northern Mexico, where 2,000 Chinese nationals help the drug cartels turn these precursors into the cocktail. They then have to put them in pill form. So what do? They import at cost pill presses and pill molds from China. Once they actually have produced the pills, the drug cartels now need secure communications to distribute this poison across America. What do they use? They use Chinese communication devices and apps, because they know that China will not share those communications with U.S. law enforcement.
This makes you angry, doesn't it? But it's true, y'all. That's what's happening in our very own United States of America. It's literally used as a weapon of mass destruction, and that's the facts. It really is, y'all. It just honestly is. You don't have to believe me. You don't even have to take my word. Look around. They're accomplishing their mission with the open border. Okay, everything right now goes back to this freaking open border that was planned, executed, and is happening under Joe Biden's watch. Okay, period. Anybody can try to take up for him, but it's under his watch. Swalwell, Schiff, they gave the Chinese our secrets. They don't even do it for money. They do it for the CCP now. And Joe Biden is complicit with this, y'all, allowing fentanyl to come across the border. You know, and don't get me wrong, Hunter is probably the drug kingpin distributing all this. And we all know that he's, untouchable now, apparently. Apparently, he's very untouchable, because anytime anything comes up, nothing happens to Hunter Biden. Nothing happens to the Biden organization, the Biden crime family. Good morning, Super Lane. Lane said, we find an overdose, Lane being a police officer, we find a overdose about every 2 days. Like Vivek Ramaswamy says, it's not a drug problem, it's chemical warfare. Agree with you. And agree with Ramaswamy. I actually agree with Ramaswamy on a lot of stuff, because all he's doing is sharing the truth with facts. They're scared of him because he's too smart. They're scared of him because he's too smart. But yes, everybody needs to continue to expose people. And thanks, Lane. I appreciate it, brother. But yeah, because this is the way it is, y'all. This is where we are under the Joe Biden administration. Now, we could talk about all the breaking news over the weekend that we want to until we're blue in the face. And we will, because that's what I do. But don't forget about the fentanyl that's still going on at all-time high levels, period. So I don't want to forget about it, because it affects everyone. Hell, it can affect you if you even touch the drug. Touch, not take, touch. So liberals create all the freaking problems in this country. And then they come up with a bizarre solution that doesn't do anything except make it worse. Good morning, Chris Martin. That's true, though, y'all. Ugh, the D.C. Archbishop jabs at Joe Biden yesterday about the whole trans visibility day. He says that Joe Biden is nothing more than a cafeteria Catholic who picks and chooses for his very own political advantage. Of course he does. Of course he does. That's exactly what he does. But he doesn't just do it in religion. He does it in everything in life. He does it in everything in life. You know, he's very bad. Ooh, he is a bad man, though. He being Joe Biden. And I do mean before he got dementia, too. I do mean always, like 50 plus 20 years, however long he's been up there. At least 50. Anyway, it's just more hypocrisy and lying from Joe Biden. That's what they do at the Democratic Party now. It is a far left Marxist party now. That's what they do. That's what they do. So the Archbishop, I mean, I'm not Catholic, but hey, whatever. You have the freedom to religion. You have the freedom of speech. He's just telling it like it is, though. He's just telling it like it is. Joe, old Joe is the one running his mouth talking about he's a big Catholic. Joe is unfit to do the job as POTUS. We all know that. So why would we not believe that he's unfit to show up at church or show up at the Catholic service of any kind? But whatever. Whatever. We can talk bad about this man all we want. But what we have to do is vote, 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 and vote all ALL locally, statewide and nationwide, all your people out, y'all, that are going along with all this nonsense. Going along with all of the nonsense. That's what it is. Drama, nonsense, celebitards, far left Democrats, you know, all of them. All of them. The climate change hoax fools, the Green New Deal fools, hypocrites. You know, tonight, by the way, and every Monday from 5 to 6 p.m. Central Daylight Time on this station, 104.3 FM, Pearl, Mississippi, WPBP, is the all-new SK on the Radio with Stephen and Kim. It starts at 5 p.m. and goes to 6 p.m. They're going to have Andrew Scott Smith on their show for the full hour tonight. If you don't know Andrew Scott Smith, he is running tomorrow in the runoff against Ron Eller, who, by the way, voted Democrat. He voted for a Democrat like 3 or 4 times. Anyway, I'll let you do your research. Check out Andrew Scott Smith on Facebook and you'll see. Anyway, he will be on SK on the Radio tonight, this afternoon at 5 p.m. SK on the Radio.
104.3 FM in Pearl, Mississippi, and on our Facebook Live account. Bonus episode on Thursdays, 8 p.m. Central. Those will start this week. It will be live streamed on our Rumble, X, and Facebook accounts. Go to skpcast.com to follow us on these platforms or send us a direct message.
All right. Remember tonight, this Monday, or this afternoon, rather, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m., SK on the radio, SK podcast also. So they were going to have Andrew Smith on there, which Andrew Smith is in a runoff tomorrow. So if you're in Benny Thompson's district, bad boy Benny, you know, the ridiculous, worst United States congressman ever in the history of Mississippi, has been there. He's been there for well over three decades, okay? Three decades. Doing what for you? Nothing. Doing what for any of us? Nothing. What he did do, though, was sit on the hoax January 6th commission, along with Liz Cheney, McFaney, all right? Anyway, we need Andrew Smith to be in office. He's young, he's ready, he's pumped up, he's well informed on the real issues of Benny Thompson's District 2 in Mississippi. He's also in every county every day running his booty off. He's been to the southern border on his own dime. All of this. He's driven to the southern border. He's filmed the southern border. Good kid. Fantastic. I had him on Friday. If you didn't hear that, check out UnleashedEntertainmentTalk.com from Friday, and you'll listen to the whole podcast. Very interesting kid with a fantastic Mississippi-bred background. He's looking out for the better for the state of Mississippi and for his constituents, which is what a representative is supposed to do. Keyword being supposed to. Supposed to. So, we're talking about the Biden regime this morning because we're always talking about the Biden regime, okay? They're always going to try to sneak some BS by us. We know that. We know that it works on the idiot liberals. But some of us, actually anybody with common sense, some of us know how to look stuff up, y'all. We know how to look it up. Anyway, they never cease to amaze us, y'all. It's just something that they think they're going to get away with no matter what, because they're high-powered liberals. They don't care.
Violent crime has gone down since Biden took office. We even had Rolling Stone write an article about it. They claim that murder has gone down 13%. They claim a 6% overall drop in violent crime and even a 4% drop in property crime. Now, here's the funny thing. If you were to just look at the numbers from Biden's DOJ, it would appear that they're right. Murder and violent crime have declined under Biden. However, there's a very good reason why those numbers have gone down. And that's because 2 years ago, the DOJ changed the way that local police departments report the crimes to the federal government. Whereas that reporting used to be mandatory, now it's optional. And since it's optional, only 44% of all police departments reported all their crimes. Another 24% partially participated, but 32% of all police agencies didn't report anything, to include the LAPD, the NYPD, Miami Police Department, Chicago Police Department, as well as DC and Baltimore. So if you were wondering why the DOJ's numbers don't seem to match up with what we're seeing in reality, it's because they don't. And here's the most embarrassing part. They haven't accounted for a single crime from the LAPD. They haven't accounted for a single crime from the NYPD. They haven't accounted for a single crime from Miami. They haven't accounted for a single crime from Baltimore or DC. And they haven't accounted for a single crime from Chicago. And they still only managed a 13% decline in murder and a 6% decline in violent crime. Imagine how much murder and violent crime has to be happening everywhere else. When you remove LA, New York, Baltimore, DC, Chicago, and Miami, the numbers only decline a tiny bit. So no, crime isn't down under Biden. And no, violent crime isn't down under Biden. Only thing that's declined is the amount of cities that they're counting, because the Biden administration has managed to make 32% of some of the most violent cities in this country not count.
Right. Another sham, another lie, another scam. And even in the cities that are reporting this, at least the blue cities for that matter, they're not even arresting people or holding people for the crimes that they do commit. Instead, they're dropping the charges. Go figure that out. Please go figure that out. This is what's happened in the Biden administration. It's what's happening. They're going to absolutely hate hearing these facts. You won't hear it on mainstream media. You certainly won't hear it in the Rolling Stone magazine. Ooh, bunch of celebitards. What a disgrace this is, though, for this administration. Joe Brandon Biden at his finest. So many hidden lies every day we find out about. So every time somebody shares something like that, it's great. It's great. Miami needs to go Republican, somebody texts me. Yeah, it does. Miami does need to go Republican. It's probably closer than it ever has been right now, though, because Florida, by all means, is red at the moment. Red at the moment. I have someone else that lives in Texas that just said outrage is going on. This is a headline, by the way. Outrage in Houston, Texas, after police audit. They did an audit on the police as a whole in Houston. It had revealed that 260,000, I'm going to repeat that, over a quarter of a million crimes were not investigated, y'all. They're not investigated. Good Lord. How's that even possible? Carlton said the same scam as COVID. There was no accountability for the flu and pneumonia during the Biden regime. Right. There wasn't. It is the same scam. We're still talking about human lives. Crimes. Oh. Unknown texter said, well, when you downgrade more than half of your felony counts, of course, crime rate goes down. Example, Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg. We all know Mr. Bragg. Trump's going to be in his courtroom shortly. Has downgraded a staggering 60% of felony cases to lesser charges just in the last year. This is data from his office, by the way, public record. The Progressive Democrat Party and the Progressive DA Alvin Bragg reduced 938 of the most serious charges and charged in 2023, that is, 834 of which were brought down to misdemeanors, of course. Yeah. I mean, they're not doing anything to criminals, people. They're not doing anything to criminals. So what do you think's going to happen, y'all? What do you think is going to happen? It's going to continue to topple. That's what's going to happen. It's going to topple. They're going to topple. Somebody else texted me and said, wow, the Biden administration lying. Who would have thunk it? Right. If the lips are moving, they're lying. If the lips are moving, then of course they're lying. Just doesn't make a lot of sense, does it? Doesn't make a lot of sense. But it does make a lot of sense if they're trying to topple the country. And that's what it is, y'all. That's what the big picture is. That's what the big picture is. And should you say you're concerned? Well, hell yeah, you should. We should all be concerned. We only have one answer out of this, y'all, and that's to vote like hell against Joe Biden for Donald Trump. Don't waste the votes on RFK, even though I don't dislike him. He cannot win. He cannot win. He's not even on the ballot in too many states, y'all. So do not fall for that. He might be on the ballot in your state. Look, love what the guy has done by uncovering the truth with the crazy big pharma industry and et cetera. I love it. He can't win, though, y'all. And at this particular time in history of our United States of America, there's only one person. That person is Donald J. Trump, who can fix where we are right now as a country. And that's all. He's the only one, y'all. The only one. These are serious. talks that we have in the morning, Joe. This is just the build-up before the main event. They will do right before the election. Yeah, you're right, Mike Silva, for commenting that. Be prepared. The main event, whatever it will be. You're right. They used to call it the big surprise in October. But you're right. The big surprise, the big main event, y'all, is coming. Good morning to Jeff Murrah. What's happening? Good morning to Debbie. Sleeping in this morning on this April Fool's Day. I got everybody earlier when we first came on by saying, on my way into work today, I heard that Joe Biden had stepped down and resigned. Of course, it's April Fool's. Of course, it's April Fool's. But anyway, we're in April Fool's every single day, especially since COVID, because everything's fake. Everybody's fake, just about. You know? Yep, you're right. Donald Trump will clean up and clean house upon inauguration. That's correct. Butter swish. That is correct. And so what else is going on this week? So today's April 1st, of course, April Fool's Day. Tomorrow's April 2nd. There is a runoff tomorrow in District 2 for Adams. There's a runoff tomorrow in District 2 with Andrew Scott Smith and Ron Elder. And that's for the District 2 for Benny Thompson's seat in November. Very important to get Benny Thompson out. Very, very, very important. And then on April 3rd, which is Wednesday, if you live in the Jackson, Mississippi metro, Madison, Ridgeland, all actually the whole surrounding area, will be time for Grip and Grin, which is the first Wednesday of every month, and that is held at Mama Hamill's on Highway 51 in Ridgeland, Madison, actually. Madison address. And Mama Hamill's, you can't miss it. If you've never been there, you're missing out. Anyway, in the back area, in the big room, we have Grip and Grin every first Wednesday of every month. It is where the Madison County and surrounding area Republicans, the Republican Party, the Conservative Patriot Party, get together for lunch. Lunch and learn. You're able to talk with your local politicians as well as national ones sometimes. I do know one of the speakers this week is going to be Shad White, who's doing an amazing job in the state of Mississippi right now, holding people accountable in a big way. In a big way, a lot of financial crimes went on with the free COVID money that was given out to, quote, people who said they had a business but wasn't much of a business going on, if you know what I mean. Was not much of a business going on. But that's what they called it, right? Right. Right. Of course they did. So anyway, my name is D. Today, of course, 2024 is the year, April 1. And thanks for joining us. We're going to have a little fun. Y'all, it's going to be awesome if you live anywhere near Pearl, Mississippi. Pearl Day is coming back to the park. And, of course, the big concert later on in the evening. Rhett Akins and Ashley, that's going to be over at Trustmark. Big staging, big light show. Kind of very super cool if you've never been to Pearl Day. It's awesome. Many, many vendors, lots to do. Full family oriented, family friendly, all that good stuff. Get involved. It's always a fun thing. City of Pearl goes all out for its citizens. They always have. So we got a text from Steven, who does SK on the Radio with Kim, which will be on tonight, this evening rather, Monday, April 1st, from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Central Daylight Time. And he said, hey, Joe Biden, you have my full support and vote in November. Again, Kim, this is what Steve said. Joe Biden, you have my full support and vote in November. But then he said this, April Fool's Day. Good morning, D. Great show. My text to Joe, of course. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of April Fools today, okay? A lot of April Fools going on. But there's some things that we know. We obviously know. Ain't no April Fools. It's the real freaking deal. All right, y'all. This next story bugged me. It just did. You know how some stories just, it's just unbelievable? Well, that's what's going on with this one. And you would think that it would be in California or New York or maybe Washington or Portland or somewhere. But there, this is Tennessee we're talking about. One state over from the good old Mississippi. Mississippi that we, you know, Mississippi, where we are. So we did get one, Les Potter in the house. Good morning, sir. So we did get one from Butter Swish that says, yeah, there'll probably not be any drag queens at the Pearl Day thing, I'm pretty sure. Oh, man, what else did we get here? April Fools, yep. So we got Les Potter. Good morning, sir. How are you? But the story that really got me over the weekend that I kind of really looked into is, you know, the news stories and the cycles with the foolishness and the far left Democrat hypocrites and, of course, the celebitard and all that stuff. They, you know, they come up with everything with the wokeness, the jokeness, all that crazy stuff. But this is one state over in Tennessee. The vaccine lettuce bill, okay? The vaccine lettuce bill. Now, we're talking about a head of lettuce, y'all, at the grocery store. We're talking about a bag of lettuce at the grocery store. I have a person who used to be in produce on this feed right now, watching and listening. So we're talking about a vaccine lettuce bill aiming to classify food containing a vaccine. I mean, we're having to take people, the sick, twisted Democrats in this country, we're having to take them to court now, but before we can even take them to court, we're having to pass a bill to stop this, y'all, to stop them from putting mRNA in freaking lettuce to be sold at a grocery store or something. Are you kidding me? No, I'm not kidding you. There's been a lot of people reading about it, including me, and talking about putting it in lettuce and mass medicating the entire world, just like they do with fluoride and toothpaste. Okay, just like they do. Oh, my God, this is insane to me. They can raise it so cheap, and then they talk about putting the mRNA, specifically that one, in lettuce in mass to medicate everyone. If you're going to eat a lot of lettuce, you're going to get a lot of mRNA, y'all. I mean, seriously, they're also actually talking about putting it in other vegetables. And the big question is this. You going to sell it at the drugstore or the freaking grocery store? Or both? I don't know, but they never stop. You can't imagine when you first read about this that it can be real. You can't imagine when you read this that it could be actually true. But unfortunately, of course, now with these sick, sad, crazy folks that are running the country and running amok on the American people and downright trying to depopulate us, literally, and turn us into the next CCP. They're the ones doing all this, y'all. They're the ones doing all this. So in the state of Tennessee, y'all, by the way, just a good old American state like Mississippi, Louisiana, Alabama, Texas, etc. They're having to pass a bill to stop this. This is unfathomable. Good old boys and girls having to pass a bill to stop the nonsense. To stop the nonsense.
Actually, I've been reading about this for a couple of years now, and evidently with this new technology, they can raise this lettuce is what they're talking about first. They can raise this stuff so cheap. And I've been reading about it, talking about just putting it in lettuce and mass Medicaid everybody like they do with fluoride in the water. I mean, who controls the dose? If you eat a lot of lettuce, you're going to get a lot of mRNA. If you don't eat any, you won't get any. And they're actually talking about other vegetables that they're trying to put this in. And my question is, would this have to be sold in a drugstore? Would you still buy it in a grocery store? Why don't we just outlaw this stuff completely? We don't have any idea what it's going to do to our children to us and old people, anything. I mean, this stuff like out of a science fiction movie. I mean, it's ridiculous. It changes your DNA. It's an mRNA. Changes your DNA. If you have your DNA tested now and you eat a bunch of this lettuce, take a bunch of these mRNA vaccines, and you go back and get your DNA tested again, it's going to be a little different. It's not going to be the same as it was that you were born with that you got from your parents. This is dangerous stuff. We need to study it. We probably need to outlaw it. I mean, I can't imagine. When I first read about this, I thought, this cannot be true. But you keep reading about it, and it is true. But thank you for bringing this bill, and I just like to outlaw it in the whole state and outlaw whoever's trying to make it. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Nicely. Further discussion. Is there objection to the question? I see none. We'll be voting on House Bill 1894 on third and final consideration. Those members in favor of House Bill 1894 will vote aye when the bell rings. Those opposed will vote no. Let every member cast their vote when the bell rings. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change their vote? Mr. Clerk, take the vote.
Ayes 23, nays 6.
House Bill 1894, having received a constitutional majority, I declare passed without objection. Motion again. There is hereby table. Now,
God, thank God. Thank God that there are still people that have sanity that did not allow that to go through, y'all. We're talking about a bill to allow mRNA in lettuce to be sold to the general public. Kids, old folks, young folks, middle-aged folks, all folks, all races, all everything, without your permission. Oh, we're just going to put this in there. We're just going to put this in there, y'all. You'll get over it. Don't worry about it. You'll get over it. Going to scroll back up and look for Super Lane's statement. He's talking about some breaking news here. I want to see. He's all over it. So let's see what he says here. Breaking: after passing legislation to protect Georgia from criminal illegal immigrants in the wake of the killing of Lake and Riley, Georgia's Senate Republican caucus made a strong statement. Let us be clear. Sanctuary cities will not be tolerated in Georgia, period. Any local government that ignores the law and decides to be a sanctuary city will be stripped of state funding. Good. Good for Georgia. Good for Georgia. And now Brian Kemp over there, the Rhino governor, needs to stand up to the tyranny that went on for the election interference in 2020. Be a man. Stand up. No, that's actually not April Fool's on the lettuce, y'all. No, it's not April Fool's, unfortunately. It's not. Not at all. That was literally the House. Well, actually, that was the House of Representatives in Tennessee live that I played from Friday. And also last week, Tennessee had to pass a bill on about spraying the chemicals, you know, with the sky chemicals. Literally proving that the chemtrails that people have called a conspiracy for 100 years. Everybody's waking up now, though, y'all. Everybody's waking up. Everybody's waking up. Thank God. That was from Steven from the show SK on the radio, which again is today, Monday, April 1st at 5 p.m. Central Time on SK Podcast. On Facebook, also, they're live, and then on the radio, 104.3 FM, The Pirate. It's Let's see what Steve got. A couple more text messages. Bioengineered ingredients is what that is. That is Richard Hall, and he is correct. We will be eating, which we already are, I'm sure, more and more bioengineered ingredients. And then he sent me something to watch later, which I will. Thanks for that, Richard. I appreciate you always tuning in too as well. Thank you, sir. And have a great April Fool's Day. Keep it between the ditches, as they used to say in the country. Keep it between the ditches. But now the ditches are wide and deep, y'all. And they're slippery, and they'll sneak up on you quickly. Sneak up on you bigly. Speaking of bigly, Trump is starting to win a little bit more in all the polls, that is. Don't know how much you can put into the polls, but he is leading. Numbers don't lie. You can lie about numbers, but the numbers don't lie. Thank you much. David Hall in the house this morning. In the house. So this isn't even an April Fool's joke either, y'all. Norfolk Southern Railway Company was actually just fined $70,000 for being responsible for the worst toxic chemical spill in U.S. history, destroying the entire town of East Palestine, Ohio. Compare that. They only got fined 70 grand or 70 million, whatever it is. They're missing a couple of zeros on that, but I'm sure it's supposed to be 70 million. But they got fined 70 million for being responsible for the worst toxic chemical spill in U.S. history. I believe that's 70 million. That would only make sense. But still, Donald Trump was fined 460 million for nothing, for being Donald Trump. Unbelievable. It is unbelievable. You can't make it up, y'all. These are not April Fool's jokes. They're not. It's disgusting. That's what it is. It's disgusting. I mean, seriously, it's disgusting. Only attorneys should be involved in this at this time. Really. That's what I say. And those attorneys should be working hard to get these people of East Palestine the money that they deserve. Their whole city was ruined, literally destroyed, toxically. But it's pathetic because Trump derangement syndrome is madness. That's what it is. It's madness. He had no victims. Remember? No banks were rejecting loans to him. But guess what? His stock went up over 30% or last week alone. Now he's got more money than he ever had. Now he passed up Mark Cuban. I bet that guy's going berserk. He's another loser with Trump derangement syndrome. Just another one. And the daughter of the judge overseeing the Trump hush money trial helped the Democrats raise $93 million, $93 million, y'all, off of her father's case. It's just revealed from the New York Post this morning. Lauren Merchan, the daughter of Justice Juan Merchan of Manhattan Supreme Court, who is overseeing Trump's case, is the president of Authentic Campaigns, a Chicago-based, of course, left-wing political consulting firm. Some of its highest-profile clients include Adam Schiff, Pencil Neck. Wow. Wow. The amount of corruption that's going on in the Democrat Party is unacceptable. Undeniable. And we're not stupid, y'all. We're waking up. But I will give you something that has nothing to do with April 1st or April Fool's Day, which is this. Wake up. Be ready. Always. UnleashedEntertainmentTalk.com is the podcast. All right, the last segment this morning of Unfiltered, Uninhibited, Unapologetic, the Unleashed Entertainment Talk Network and UnleashedEntertainmentTalk.com and Power 104.3 FM, The Pirate. So Lauren Merchant, the daughter of Justice Juan Merchant of Manhattan Supreme Court, y'all. He's overseeing the Trump case. But he is the president of Authentic Campaigns, a Chicago-based left-wing political consultant firm with Adam Schiff and so many other foolish Democrats who play the victim. Anyway, this is crazy. And remember, he just put a gag order on Trump not to talk about this case. Seriously, this is insane. Meanwhile, the Senate Majority PAC cited Trump's indictment as part of its fundraising efforts. Breaking news, Donald Trump indicted by Manhattan grand jury. This is an important moment for our democracy. We're not a democracy. We are a constitutional republic, first of all. But they also said our work is not over. The group wrote in an email last year, per Fox News, we must continue protecting our Senate majority from GOP extremists. Please rush $10, which becomes $60, to help defend the Senate. Trump's legal team is now considering filing another motion demanding Merchant recuse himself from the trial, which is set to begin later this month. Like in about a week, I think. Authentic Campaigns, and thus the judge's daughter, is actively making money from this sham attack against President Trump, rendering Judge Merchant's conflicted out. Trump spokesperson Stephen Shong told the Post, that being the New York Post, which was a breaking story this morning, today, April 1st, 2024. Just unreal, y'all. It's just unreal. They want to state monopoly on fake news. Elon Musk just retweeted that from Mike Benz. Of course they do. Of course they do. Yeah. Yep, exactly. So Marcia said, which is a great question. You're supposed to vote tomorrow in the local news here in the Jackson, or probably anywhere in the state of Mississippi, honestly. They're not talking about the runoff tomorrow between Andrew Scott Smith and Ron Eller. By the way, Ron Eller, you know, like I said, go to Andrew Scott Smith's page, and the receipts are there, by the way, where he voted Democrat. Not even so long ago, in the Trump race. But yet he's got pictures with Trump saying that Trump supports him or whatever he says. And the last time I checked, and I'm being serious here, this has nothing to do with Ron Eller personally, but the last time I checked, if you're at a Catholic organization and you're at the St. Dominic Hospital, which is a business ran by the Catholics, honestly, and you're making promotional videos about your campaign, everybody should call the St. Dominic Hospital and say, are you guys supporting a congressional candidate? I highly doubt they know anything about that, but that's not cool. And neither is, you know what's not, what's even not more not cool? Voting for a Democrat like Hillary Clinton or something. That's what's even more not cool. However, you know, I don't think that the St. Dominic or the Catholic, you know, I just don't think you can do that. That's just my opinion. But I bet you if you call them, because I know people who have called them and said, this is breaking news on Unleashed Entertainment Talk and UnleashedEntertainmentTalk.com. You'll hear more about it today on SK on the radio with Stephen and Kim at 5 p.m. Central. But yeah, you can't do that. A Catholic organization, first of all, doesn't support any congressional candidate that I'm aware of. And if they do, they have to go public with it. And then I don't think you're able to do that at your job either, especially if you're a physician assistant, a PA, okay? I don't think you can do that unless you happen to own the hospital, which is not true. Anyway, just, you know, you might want to call 601-200-2000, 601-200-2000. Ask them if they support the congressional race tomorrow in Mississippi. Keep that in mind when you're voting. One candidate, Mr. Eller, or the other candidate who's not doing that, named Andrew Scott Smith, who's actually the only candidate out of those two, and let's just be honest, that could beat Benny Thompson. And that's what we, the ultimate goal we want is for Benny Thompson to be unseated. Unseated. So that's it. Anyway, in the last segment here, we're going to spend a little time talking about bigger picture coming up over this coming weekend as well, too, because, you know, I love each one of you that listen to me, whether it be on the podcast later or the radio now or the Facebook live feed or whatever else you're listening on. TuneIn app, the FM radio app, which is clean. Also got built-in Shazam. Bye-bye Benny has to go, though, yep. But there's some other things going on this week, you know, that they like to kind of keep under the radar, which is not cool. They being the Republican Party, not the Democrat Party. This weekend, this coming Saturday, y'all please go run for delegate, because it only happens, first of all, one time per every 4 years. So if you become a delegate for the Republican Party, it's one time. So that's 4 years you get as a delegate. A delegate gets involved with the campaign, steers the Republican Party, not tells them what to do, of course, represents the way we're doing it. Okay? More conservative, less rhino. You get me. So please go run for a delegate. It's at your precinct. Your precinct. I don't care what county it is. If you can pick me up, if you hear my voice, it doesn't matter. But just know that to be a delegate is this coming Saturday, April 6th. This coming Saturday, April 6th at 10 a.m. sharp. Now, instructions, show up at your precinct at about 9:50. Take a picture in front of the precinct door, because nobody might even be there. But there will be, the paperwork will be taped to the door. First of all, take a selfie standing in front of it at 9:59 so you can prove you were there. Okay? Then go in. If nobody shows up, you just vote for yourself and you are the delegate, and you go to directly to your county courthouse after that, your main county courthouse. And that's it. Now, anybody can do this as long as you're registered to vote. I mean, that's just what it takes. So I am looking for people in Madison County, doesn't matter what part of Madison County, to go to your own precinct and become a delegate. I'm going to go to my own precinct and hopefully become a delegate. And then we're going to go to the county, and then I need anybody in Madison County who goes and becomes a delegate to nominate me once we get there, so we can bring on some great things that need to be happening, okay? That need to be happening. Barrett said he watched a video of RFK and wants a fair race with Trump. These left Democrats used to be about equal rights and fair voting, but the far left are using propaganda and shenanigans to win and trait Trump off the ballots. Yes, I did see that video. You're right. You are right. So, yes, and I appreciate that, Ms. Marsha D for delegate, but you can become a delegate too, y'all. You just go to your precinct. Take a couple of people with you in case somebody's there who may be running against you. They don't really advertise this thing, though. But go to your own precinct. Why not, right? Why not? Why not? Make a difference. You, my friends. Make a difference. All right, so moving on. That's April 6th, which means this coming Saturday. It's on a Saturday, too. Another slippy slotty. April 6th, 10 a.m. sharp at Sharp, S-H-A-R-P. If you live over by Shuckers or any of that, I'll be at the one by Cock of the Walk, the Ridgeland Recreation Center in Ridgeland, Mississippi. you want to come over and support me, that would be fantastic, because they're also going to pick some delegates at large, as they always do. Anyway, that's going to be this coming Saturday, April 6th, 10 a.m. sharp, on the dot. So industrial meat producers now, industrial meat producers are using antibiotic-free messaging plus labeling to allay consumers' fears about the use of antibiotics. But many of those producers are substituting mRNA vaccine for the antibiotics. Y'all, I have read two of these stories this morning because it's so freaking serious. It's so serious. Who wants mRNA in your body at all? Nobody. No one. Nobody. We have got to start standing up to the nonsense, okay? Which means get involved in your area. Get involved in anything you can to stand up. Just like all parents should be involved in their education for their children. Education for their children. It's common sense. So Richard Willis just said, are they using RFK to split the common sense vote the same way Ross Perot split the vote enough for Clinton to beat Bush Sr.? Possibly. I think they are using him for that. But the thing is he's not able to get on many ballots right now. So I think he's going to hurt the Democrats worse. I mean, I don't know that for a fact. That's just my opinion. But he's definitely going to split some votes out for both sides. But the problem is he can't get on all the ballots. And at heart, at soul, he is a Democrat. Look at the things that he believes in. Look at the things he believes in. And Kim just commented that we need more local and better access to local food. Hometown grown would be awesome. Yeah, all with you on that. Now, this coming up time of the year, there will be your local vegetable stands, all of that stuff. Those are usually locally owned, but I would still ask and demand, and make sure. Because you never know, y'all. You never freaking know anymore. Never know. Somebody texted me and said, it must be election season because like locusts, Antifa emerges every 4 years to destroy in the name of preserving democracy. If you live in a city, buckle up for another summer love. And what that has to do with is a story. Because I see the story that she tagged me in. Far left extremists are trying to occupy Zuccotti Park in Lower Manhattan remember that crazy thing they had in Washington, that little supposedly city inside of a city, Chaz. Anyway, the autonomous zone declares the land theirs. And that the Zionists and the pigs, being the law enforcement, are not allowed in, of course. Man, try that in Pearl, or try that in a small town. We don't ever hear of them trying to start Chaz, or a law-breaking city in a small town. We just don't. You know, criminal aliens now will be involved with Antifa, I'm sure. That will definitely happen. Because they have nowhere else to go. And Chaz will take them in. Of course they will. It's sad, but it's true, y'all. And you know I'm right. You know I'm right. And listen, I don't know when exactly, because I'm still gathering information. But we understand that there's going to be so much information over the next 2 years, 3 years, or maybe longer, coming out about this bridge collapsing in Baltimore. Just so happens to be where all of our food, well, not all, but tons of our food supplies and other supplies come out of that port, okay? Come out of that port where that bridge collapsed for, you know, and they're saying the FBI and the NTSB and all them, oh, there's nothing here to see, nothing here to see. There's a lot to see. There's a lot to see. So there you go. But it's going to take a long time. There are so many theories, non-theories, conspiracies, and so much going around right now. But eventually, as always, something will come out, and it will be on the backs of the Democratic Party, because it always is. It always is. It really is, y'all. And also over the weekend, I was watching the lady that three supposed FBI agents showed up at her house and demanded her talk to them, which she wouldn't, good for her, about posts she was putting up on Facebook. And seriously? It's unreal, y'all. Now, I don't know that that story has been vetted properly. I'm not going any further with it. But if it is true, it's worse than we thought. They start coming to your house. And I'm not saying that it's not true. I'm just saying that I don't know for a fact. So we fight for the truth here, for the political truth. We also fight the tyranny and the insanity of the political left. So I'm not doubting it for sure. Not doubting it for sure. Oh, on my way out the door this morning, I was listening to, I guess I was on Fox and Friends, and they were talking to Trump's girl who runs the Road campaign.
Caroline, what is the message to the Republicans? We just came back from a heated primary. What is the message to those folks that are still resistant or troubled to come back home?
Mm-hmm. We're already seeing those voters come back home. As the new Fox News poll showed, President Trump has 93% of support from Republicans right now. We encourage all Republicans, independents, even disillusioned Democrats who are fed up with Joe Biden's candidacy to join President Trump. And the president has never been in a stronger position to win. Not only is he dominant, he's actually growing his support. He's winning independents by double digits. He's leading with Hispanic Americans and women, and he's winning a historic margin of African Americans. And it's because this election on November is a binary choice between a former president and President Trump, a man of the people, as we saw last week as he traveled to New York City to support the family of Officer Diller and the New York Police Department, a president who supported law and order, created the most secure border in our nation's history, versus Joe Biden, who is a corrupt career politician who was joking it up on the very same day of those services in New York with limousine liberals and out-of-touch elitists who is bankrolled by Hollywood and Silicon Valley and whose policies have ripped off everyday hardworking Americans across this country. That's the choice that voters have to make. And we believe President Trump's winning message of making this country great and safe and prosperous again is one that all Americans can get behind.
I agree. And I do see the Latinos, the Black Americans, the White Americans, the Native Americans. I see a lot of people, the Asian Americans. Keyword is the American people are getting behind Donald Trump. They're not falling for the mess. They're not falling for the mainstream media's lies. But the main thing, the main reason is they're saying, okay, they can put all these lawfare court cases against Donald Trump. What in the world could they do to me, right? What could they do to me? There's no telling what they could do to you or me or anybody, okay? Anyone could go through this nonsense. It's scary, right? Of course it is. It's absolutely freaking scary, you know, and it can happen to anybody at this point, y'all. Any person at this point. Any person. Here's some exclusive audio from the so-called, and again, we don't know if they were lying or not because, you know, you're not liberals. Maybe they were lying. Who knows? Maybe they were making up stories. Don't know. Creepy and scary, though, what's going on in the country right now.
Three FBI agents came to this woman's house over her political Facebook posts.
What we'd like to do is just have a conversation with you about some social media posts that you've made. Would you be willing to talk to us today about that?
No, I would not. I would like you to later talk on with my lawyer.
They claim that Facebook itself sent them screenshots of her posts.
Facebook flagged me for posts.
Facebook gave us a couple of screenshots of your accounts.
Okay. So we no longer live in a free country and we can't say what we want. I mean, all I've done is exercise my right as an American citizen on a public social media platform with my personal opinions. Correct? Okay. Most of the individuals, right, in America, especially older generation, right, have Facebook. Are you questioning all the citizens in America?
When the woman demanded they show their credentials, the agents ignored her request.
So you said you were with the FBI? And why won't you show me your credentials? I didn't take a look at them. I said, 1 second, I'll be right back. Are you going to show me your credentials or no? So you're refusing to identify yourselves. Again, I did not take a look.
Eventually, the woman managed to stand up for her rights and the agents left. What happened to free speech in America?
What happened to free speech in America? Isn't that the question of the day, the week, the year? Isn't that the question of the freaking year? Yeah, it is. Yes, it is. It's unreal, you guys. That's what it really is. It is unreal. These are the things we have to put up with in our country now, okay? Which is unfortunately insane. But Donald Trump should be suing Letitia James and all of them, okay? I'm going to leave you with this.
I think that Donald Trump should sue New York Attorney General Letitia James, and on what grounds?
I think she should. I saw an interesting little comment of hers I'd not seen before the other day. She said when she was running for Attorney General that she wants to fight an administration that's too male, too pale, and too stale. Now, you can talk about stale ideas, that's fine, but too male and too pale, that constitutes basically sex and race discrimination. So I think what President Trump ought to do is sue her on the basis of the 1964 Civil Rights Act. Her office gets federal money, in fact, $311 million approximately for various subsidies for law enforcement activity. So the federal money is flowing into her office. And if she is engaged in that kind of sexual and racial discrimination and that kind of language, I think she's wide open to exposure on the 64 Civil Rights Act. Donald J. Trump should sue Letitia James on the basis of civil rights.
Exactly. Hey, why not, right? That was a black gentleman, an attorney, talking facts there about Letitia James, the corrupt, the Trump derangement syndrome, the corrupt New York judicial system, y'all. That's what's happening to Donald Trump right now. And Joe Biden is going to try and take his candidate out through lawfare instead of a fair election. You have a great April Fool's Day. It is April 1st, 2024. My name is D. You are tuned into the unfiltered, uninhibited, unapologetic Unleashed Entertainment Talk Network. 104.3 FM, The Pirate, and UnleashedEntertainmentTalk.com. See ya.
Thank you for listening. And remember, we must stand up and unleash. Be a part of Unleashed. Until next time, let freedom ring loud. Unleashed, uninhibited, unapologetic.